Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So what we've been talking about. I really want bipartisanship if it's possible. It's not possible. Looking at what Republicans have offered and what they've done over the last several years, this fantasy island land of we're gonna come to something in a kumbaya bipartisan way, it's not going to happen. You have to, at this moment, lead. If you do nothing, if nothing is allowed to happen, Republicans have already, they've already rigged the states. It's already, the steal in 22 is going to happen. And here to share some thoughts on, well, Joe Manchin, the wonderful op-ed of why he's not voting for the PRO Act, and if there's any bringing him around. I've asked our good friend Rich Ojeda to come talk with us. Rich is the national spokesperson for No Dem Left Behind, also a former West Virginia state senator and presidential candidate. Rich, thanks for taking time for us.
You know, I'm devastated. I really am. You know, Joe Manchin is now talking about, you know, he don't want to move forward unless there's bipartisanship. Show me one time when the Republicans have wanted bipartisanship for anything, when there was not one single Democratic vote for the, you know, $1 trillion giveaway to the filthy rich. The Republicans didn't say, hold on, we got to wait here until the Democrats come around. They pushed it. They force fed it to us. And right now, Joe Manchin has turned out to be the best Republican in the Democratic Party is what it is. And it's sickening. It's he's doing it for personal gain is what he's doing. And then I'm just so disappointed in Joe Manchin.
Yeah. The sad reality is there are no Republican votes at the end of this rainbow. We're going to negotiate ourselves out of getting anything done.
Well, watch what they've done. They have acted for everything that they're talking about, the infrastructure, for everything that they're talking about. The Republicans have said, okay, we want this. And the Democrats said, okay, we'll give you that. Then the Republicans said, we want this, and we want that, and we want that, and we want that. And the Democrats did everything in their power to give them everything that they wanted. And in the end, they still vote no. It's just all they're doing is biding their time. That's all they're doing. And everybody can see this, and Joe Manchin can see this. You know, Joe Manchin is running for governor in West Virginia in 2024, and he's trying to tap into the Republican crowd because he wants to be able to say, look, I worked with Donald Trump so that these people can daggone elect him for governor. So basically, he's willing to sell out our democracy for his next race. So I get it. Let's just do everything that he wants to do. That's it.
But you would think, and this is where, you know, I come back to the infrastructure part. You would think West Virginia, I've been, you know, through the state a number of times, is in desperate need of investment. This would be an opportunity to use your leverage for good, to use your leverage to go, you know what, I'll get you the vote on that infrastructure bill. I'll get you the vote on what you need. But you got to heavily invest in my state. I mean, this is the argument if I'm running against him in 2024. Okay, you sold your party out, but you still didn't bring anything home. There's no bacon.
Exactly. I mean, we are not only is West Virginia bad when it comes to roads and stuff like that, we are 50th out of 50. We are the bottom of the barrel. We have no broadband. I mean, the moment that a kid drives up a holler, they lose connectivity. We got kids that have to sit in McDonald's to be able to do their homework. Our roads are falling off the sides of the mountains. And I'll tell you what, when you drive from the northern part of the state to southern, you see it drastically change. When you get down here to southern West Virginia, it is absolutely atrocious when you look at our roads. And, you know, you would think that these people in Washington, D.C., who have aspirations of other things, would actually be bringing things to West Virginia. The Republicans in power, all three members of Congress, bring nothing to West Virginia. Shelley Moore Capito brings nothing to West Virginia. Joe Manchin has brought nothing to West Virginia. And they continue getting reelected. I don't understand how failures always win in West Virginia. But I realize, I know what they do. It's single-issue voters. That's all that it is.
So what's that single issue?
Oh, it's always God, gays, and guns. That's all it is. God, gays, guns, and then throw some abortion in there. And these people, everybody, that, as long as it's one of those four things, you're going to get the people that are going to go with you, even if it cuts their own throat.
That's incredible, Millie. But we're hearing this, Rich, that, you know, he's saying, look, you know, we want bipartisanship. So can we give him the benefit of the doubt that, you know, maybe he's seeking some bipartisanship, maybe in the cloakrooms or in the bars that he hangs out with them. Maybe they're whispering in his ear that there's a possibility. Now, you and I both know that's never going to happen. And we've seen this movie over and over again. You go back to the Affordable Care Act fight back in 2010, where, you know, they did the exact same thing and it took better part of a year to get through it all. They still didn't, not one Republican voted for it. But can we possibly say that maybe he's having conversations somewhere that he believes that this is possible? Or is this really just all about him running for governor, you think?
No, this is all about Joe. This is all about Joe. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what they're doing. We know that the Republicans aren't going to meet anybody in the middle. You know, Mitch McConnell has already said that his main focus is to make sure that Joe Biden is a one-term president.
Right.
You know, that's what they're doing. And we know what their plan is. Their plan is to obstruct everything so that the Democrats can't get anything done. And then in 2022, they're going to come in and they're going to say, hey, the Democrats have been in power and they got nothing done. They're not going to tell everybody that they didn't get anything done because we obstructed everything, because they know people have short attention spans. And at the end of the day, people are going to go, well, they didn't do anything. And then the Republicans are going to win again. And if they take back control, they're going to go right back to no bipartisanship. They're going to force feed everything that they have. And literally, the only way we come back is if they burn it to the ground. It's so sad that we have people in this country. You know, I spent 24 years in the military. I understand what leadership is. And what I'm seeing from Joe Manchin is not leadership. It's pure cowardice. He's too coward to do the right thing. And I don't care if that's what his legacy is going to be. If he wants his legacy to be that when he had the power, when he was the most important and the most powerful Democrat in the history of West Virginia, instead of using that power and bringing capabilities to your people that need it more than anybody because we're last in almost everything, you failed and gave that power to the daggone Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at the fact that, you know, I keep hearing, well, you know, with such big legislation, with, you know, electoral legislation, with big things, we have to do it in a bipartisan way. Except, you know, the 14th and 15th Amendments were passed on a strict party line vote. We have done this before, and it didn't rip the country asunder as some claim this will do, and as Joe Manchin did in his piece.
I'm just saying, switch parties. Just go ahead and switch parties, Joe. Stop making us think you're something that you're not, because you're not. You might as well just go ahead and switch to the Republican Party and go ahead and put Mitch back in the daggone majority, make him the majority leader again, because he practically is. I mean, he's the guy in the minority, but he's really the majority right now. And it's all because we've got two Democrats that are giving him that power. And all I'm thinking of is, what are they offering you, Joe? What are they giving you, Joe? You know, and at the end of the day, if you go back and you research Joe, he's not a typical Democrat. Most Democrats in this country, when they run for office, they say, I will take no corporate PAC money. Go look at his money. This guy takes corporate PAC money from anybody. And the majority of his money come from large dollar donations. His small dollar donations practically mean nothing to him. He's no different than a Republican as well. And now he's showing that he's right. No different than a Republican.
Now, what do you say to the person who goes, you know, Joe's right. You know, the For the People Act was just a political campaign stunt. It was written in 2020. You know, we need real reform. This isn't it. So on this issue, Joe's right. We should then get down to the hard work of hammering out a deal that is not an election year deal. What do you say to that argument?
I say they're wrong. We need this. You know, I mean, goodness gracious, gerrymandering. We've got big money in politics. You know, there's so much that the For the People Act is going to do for this country. Being able to allow people to have access to voting. Right now, the Republicans across this country have pushed over 250 voter suppression bills. We already know that democracy is under attack. You know, to sit here now and what do you want to wait? You want to wait a couple more years? You want to wait until 2022 before this stuff hits us in the face? I mean, right now is the time to act. And Joe Manchin has basically stepped up and showed that he's not willing to be that person. When the country needed you the most, you failed, Joe. And I don't care. He needs to be told that. He needs to know that. If that's what his legacy is, then he needs to own it.
Now here's the part that gets me. You know, as you've said, you know, if nothing happens in 2022, the Republicans have already set the table to do what they wanted to do in 2020, which is overturn elections because they believe, you know, some nonsense, made up untruths, lies, we'll just call them what they are. And they're going to use that to overturn elections. That's already in place in several states across this country. Is it going to take that? And I'll be honest, if that's the point, then it's already too late because they've already got the elections.
Yeah, I mean that's, we're going to see this. And it's so sad that, you know, we finally were able to take back, you know, the Senate, even though it was 51-50 with Kamala Harris. You know, at the end of the day, we got the majority. We control the House. We control the Senate. We control the White House, and yet we can't get nothing done. You know, the Republicans don't play fair. And it's time the Democrats, daggone, put the pillowcase down and put the brass knucks on. It's time. It's time. You know, and we're sitting here, we're going to lose. We're going to lose our majority because we have people like Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, as far as I'm concerned, from this day forward, is nothing more than a snake in the grass. You know, he's not a Democrat. He's been a Republican, you know, wearing a Democrat's, you know, jacket. And he's showing that. I mean, I'm so disappointed right now in Joe Manchin.
No, as we should be, because look, I fully expect if the shoe's on the other foot, I expect Mitch McConnell to do anything in his power to get through what he wants to get through.
I mean, think about it. Think about that. I mean, they said the Democrats got to stop playing nice. You know, hey, we don't think it's right for anybody to appoint a Supreme Court justice in their last year as president. What do the Democrats do? Okay, if that's what you guys want, we're going to do it. Then what did the Republicans do? They force-fed us somebody a week before Donald Trump lost. You know, the Republicans have a separate standard that they go by, you know, and they don't care to go low. It's time for us to stop giving in to these people. You know, Mitch McConnell, anybody that says my goal is to make a president fail is not an American. How can he even call himself and how anybody can refer to him as any type of leader at all? These are people that are absolutely obstructionists and they are not right for America. They're destroying our country. And our country it doesn't mean that we can't fail. It doesn't mean that our country cannot fall. Right now, we are in a situation. We just had an attempted coup that took place at our nation's capital. And you know what? We've had two senators that committed insider trading, and I guess they're going to get away with it. We had six senators give tours the day before the coup, and I guess they're going to get away with it. Nobody has done anything to Matt Gaetz, and he's on the daggone committee that's investigating him. I mean, how bad can things get in this country? And yet we don't have any leadership that steps up and says, this has got to stop. I'm telling you, you talk about 2022 and the Republicans probably already having the fix in place to win. I'm sitting here thinking to myself right now, if this is the way that it is, then we're doomed.
So if this is the way it is, do you see Donald Trump being reinstalled in August?
No, it's not going to get reinstalled. Donald Trump is never going to be reinstated as president. That's not how it works. I don't think that if Donald Trump ran in 2024, he would get scuffed up. Every day, more Democrats, every day, more Republicans are waking up. You know, the reason why the Republicans are doing all this voter suppression is because they know if they don't cheat, they're not going to win. There's 40 million more people that actually register as Democrats than they are Republicans. Donald Trump is not a leader. I don't think he can win. I mean, the guy just showed up. I mean, was his pants on backwards? Did he have a MyPillow shoved down his pants? You know, it amazes me how many people keep acting and waving the flags that show him where he's ripped and cut and stuff like that. You know, Donald Trump is the picture of unhealthy. You know, he's not going to win again. But the thing about it is, you know, Donald Trump lost, but the Republicans had a red wave. They won on the state level and on the local level all across the country. We can't afford another one of those.
Right, and that comes back down to the infrastructure that they've built on the state level, the gerrymandering, the voter suppression stuff that they've been. You got to give them credit. When it came time for them to act and to be united, they were. I've said this before. I blame Joe Manchin and Kelly Sinema on someone like Chuck Schumer. You would have never had this under a Newt Gingrich leadership or under a Tom DeLay leadership.
Republicans don't play that. Republicans don't play that. If you cross the Republicans and you're a Republican, your career is over with. They will run you out of Washington, D.C. The Democrats don't play those games. The Democrats apparently, you know, I mean, right now, every Democrat should be absolutely throwing mud at Joe Manchin. Every one of them. You know, his reputation should be garbage right now. But nobody's doing it. And I'm done. I have literally dedicated my last three lives to ripping him a new one, you know? And let me tell you something. I got his phone. I got his personal phone number. I'm sending him texts that I know he ain't happy with, and I don't care.
Well, we should be publishing those at some point down the road because that would be a funny conversation to get in the middle of. Because, look, at the end of this, someone has to do this. Someone has to hold them accountable because here's where I'm at in this moment. I know that in 2022, if or in 2024, if McConnell has the White House and a majority in the Senate, the filibuster's done already. And he's going to justify it by saying, well, the Democrats wanted to do it, and that's where they're going to go.
They're going to kill it, and then they're going to force feed us everything that they want. Congratulations. Thanks, Joe.
So what do you say to the person who goes, well, we can't kill the filibuster because bad things will happen? And I'll be honest, I'm a little leery because I know when Republicans get control, the first thing they're going to do is hand Social Security over to Wall Street. They're going to do everything they can to bust up unions and make it illegal. They're going to do those things.
Yeah.
What do you say to the person who goes, look, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If we get this through now, Republicans are eventually going to be in control and they're going to undo it all. And we're going to be this banana republic.
And that's what I say. Look, if the Republicans love the filibuster so much, then they can bring it back when they're in power. But right now, let's kill the filibuster and let's get some things done for the people of this country. The things that Joe Biden is asking for are things that are benefiting the working class citizens, the things that are helping unions, the things that are going to fix our roads, the things that's going to bring broadband. Those are the things that Americans desperately need. So you know what? If we got to kill the filibuster to get that to our people, then let's do that. Because the truth is that when the roads are fixed, Republicans drive on them too. It's good for Republicans to see people get things done, whether it be Democrats or Republicans. But at the end of the day, the Democrats have an opportunity to do it, and we need to follow through.
Without question. And the reality here is look, we know that come election time, if people have good jobs, if life is going well, they're going to stick with the people in power. And Republicans understand that as well as anybody.
Exactly.
And what this is doing is putting a roadblock in the way of that place of us getting better jobs and better infrastructure and better opportunities for our kids and our families. Something's got to be done, and it's got to be now, and I'm with you.
Yep, Airborne.
Real quick, pitch the podcast.
Well, right now I'm asking people to go to airbornelive.com because we just started our own T-shirt market. And let me tell you something. You want to get that Marjorie Trader Green T-shirt because it's pure fire. And we also have a Kentucky Fried A-hole, and it's got a nice picture of Rand Paul or Mitch McConnell. So check us out, airbornelive.com.
There you go. Good stuff. Rich, always fun talking with you. I appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, my brother. Anytime. Airborne.
Airborne. My good friend, Rich Ojeda. Make sure you check out his website. We'll get links out on social media. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.